Road salt running off pavement and into waterways has long been recognized as a downside of making wintertime driving safer. A study by the U.S. Geological Survey documents how big that downside has become. The agency has looked back at road salt records from 30 sites, including Milwaukee, suburban Chicago, and warmer locations, going back as far as 1960, and finds a substantial increase in usage. Middleton-based hydrologist Steve Corsi says in some regions studied, there was more snow and ice, but he also says in some cases, people are just applying more salt to the same area.
You know, on one driveway, for instance, maybe someone applies more salt than they did back in the 90s because they want it to be a cleaner surface.
Much of the salt is finding its way into streams and rivers. The USGS report shows 29% of the sites studied exceeded EPA water toxicity standards for chloride by an average of more than 100 days per year from 2006 to 2011. Of course, he says some of the highest salt concentrations happen when stream flows are low and road crews dump a lot of salt on relatively little snow and ice.
So it really increases the concentration a whole lot more than, for instance, when there's a rainfall and there's a lot more water coming into the stream to dilute the salt.
Of course, he says high salt concentrations are usually bad news for creatures in the water.
There's a strong possibility there's going to be some degree of toxicity to aquatic organisms. And that can mean insects in the stream, or it can mean fish, or a number of different organisms.
Of course, he also says in nearly half the streams studied, chloride concentrations were also up during the summer. He says that's partly because some salt first went into nearby groundwater and then eventually flowed to the banks of the streams. Of course, he says his study emphasizes the need to consider de-icing efforts that minimize use of road salt, yet keep drivers safe. The study is published in the journal Science of the Total Environment. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.